He's going to have scabs, things that are going to grow on his face. He'll get sick from that. So Rashi says, one pshat is, ponev mispakois, you'll have cracks on your face. No, you'll get type of scabs will grow on your face if you wash your face and you don't wipe it well. What's the refuah to take away these scabs? Limshe tuba b'maya desukum. Wash it very good with beet juice. Maya desukum is beets. Trashim merik tradin. Vita soup. If you wash your face with beet soup, that will heal it. Right. Loi sochot near Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, this kmoin, that's a type of a herb that you have to grind down to use the powder for a fuah, you put on top of the milah. Let's say you didn't grind it down before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because grinding is nisa d'oraisa. So you're not allowed to do nisa d'oraisa, that's only a hechsher. Since you should have done it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So now the Mishnah says like this, if you could do it without ayidei l'sitzam, that means if you could chew the herb, and ayidei shinui, you could get it in a matzah, that it could be powder into medicine, then you could use it. But if you can't chew it down, so you're not going to have the medicine, it's also to make the milah. You have to wait till the next day to make the milah. Tana Rabbanan, Dvarim shein oisim l'mila b'Shabbos, oisim lo b'yomtiv. There's certain things that you can't do on Shabbos, you can't be doing a Shabbos, but on Yomtiv you're allowed to do it. Soichakin lo k'moin. That on Yomtiv, if you didn't prepare the medicine before Yomtiv, you didn't grind it down, you're allowed to grind down the k'moin on Yomtiv. We'll soon see why. Because that medicine, you're allowed to do it for your own purpose, you're allowed to eat it on Yomtiv. V'torfen lo yayin b'shemen. Who would then on Yomtiv, you're allowed to beat up the yayin and the shemen, like it says in the Mishnah, that was a type of refuah. They used to beat up yayin and shemen together and pour that on the makam amila, that was a refuah. So even though the Mishnah says on Shabbos you should not do it, but on Yomtiv it's mutter. Omalei Abayi l'Rabbi Yosef. May shino k'moin b'yomtiv t'chazi l'gdera. How come the saying on Yomtiv you're allowed to grind up this k'moin, this herb, to use for medicine? Why? T'chazi l'gdera. Because on Yomtiv you're allowed to grind anywhere. Like tzorcha oicho nefesh is mutter. So since it's mutter, tzorcha deira, that's why you could do it now, mishum, you could do it now for the milah. Abazoy the kasher is yayin v'shemin chazi nami b'shabes l'choyla. Why does the Mishnah say, if you don't have the yayin and shemen, beat it up before Shabbos? You're not allowed to beat it up on Shabbos, why not? If you have a cheder on Shabbos, you are allowed to beat up the yayin and shemen together. So now for the meal, it should also be mutter. The Tanya, we learned, ein torfin yayin v'shemen l'cheder b'Shabbos. Tanakam holds you're not allowed to beat up together yayin v'shemen to use for cheder on Shabbos. Now what exactly the yisr is in beating up Yayin v'shemen doesn't say clear in Rashi. Some of Parshim learn it like we had before, you're not allowed to beat up an egg. A raw egg you can't beat up on Shabbos. Before Rashi said, because it looks like you're beating it up, I'm going to ask to cook it. Because what are you beating up eggs for? Normally you beat up an egg to make a scrambled egg. So since you're not allowed to make a scrambled egg on Shabbos, you're not allowed to beat it up, because it looks like you want to do it with the kedera. Here also, if you beat up Yayin v'shemen, it looks like you want to use it to make a kugel. And you cook, and you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Therefore, midrabbonin, you're not allowed to beat up yayin v'shemen. So Tanakam holds even with tzarich refuah, you're not allowed to do it. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Meir. He said over the name of Rabbi Meir though, Av torfin yayin v'shemen. No, Rabbi Meir holds it's mutter. Rabbi Meir holds you're allowed to beat up yayin v'shemen on Shabbos with tzarich refuah. Because it's only like a mechzei, like you're cooking. This is the rabbonin, but tzarich refuah the rabbonin will make them. So the kasher is, according to Rabbi Meir, that you're allowed to beat it up on Shabbos for chaylah, who are then you should be allowed to beat it up the tzarich milah. So why does that, and the kasher Rashi says it, that our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and usually a Stam Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir. Rashi Rabbi Meir, the Stam Mastis in Rabbi Meir. Is why does the Mishnah say you have to do it to Mokem Ashinui? Why can't your mom just beat up the Yayin v'shemen? According to Rabbi Meir, he says since you can do it for Chayla, it should be mutter to do it on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza, Pamachas, once happened the Maitza, Chosh Rabbi Meir b'Meir. Once Rabbi Meir himself got sick, he had pains in his stomach. Uvikashnu litvach Yayin v'shemen. And the Talmidim wanted to beat up for him to give him this refuah, to beat up Yayin v'shemen and give it to Rabbi Meir to eat. For lehenichu, and Rabbi Meir didn't let them do it for him. Is Omar Nulay, so Talmidim asked Rabbi Meir, Tivarecha, your diva, you just passed in its mutter. Is Yevatlu b'chayecha, like you yourself want to be Mavatlu Yom Psak? You said it's mutter. Omar Lonus, Rabbi Meir answered us back, Afa pi shani yar mekach, even though I myself hold Miikur Adin, it's mutter to beat up the Yayin and Shem together for a cholo. V'chaveri oimrim kach, and my chaverim, those say no, it's also is miyomai loy malani li bilavra divrei chaverim. Was a midover mayim. He didn't like to go connect his chaverim, even though laloch yield was mutter. But lemaisa he was chayshish for his chaverim. We had before that such a midah. I never went over. I never did something. I didn't listen to my chaverim. So since my chaverim say it's also, even though I held it's mutter, so he himself didn't want to be machmir. It's a dia kun niyo the machmir anavshe. Rav Nei himself was machmir upon himself. Abul kuliyal mishori. But everybody else is mutter to beat up this yarin v'shemen on Shabbos. Why does our Mishnah say for Mila, you're not allowed to beat up the Yayin B'Shemen on Shabbos? Why not? Since you're allowed to do it for Cholam, it should be mutter to do for a Mila. And the Gemara, Hosam Leboy Lecha. It depends how hard you have to beat it up. Shrashi Leboy Lecha, the Torfel Arbu Yofa Yofa. If you want to give it stamp for Cholam for remedy to get cure from a sickness he has, you don't have to beat it up that much. That's mutter. Abhocha Boy Lecha. Mashenk and here in the Mishnah, when you want to give it to a tinnik, after he had his milah, to pour the shemen v'yayin, the way they used to do it was to beat it up a lot. So that's also, and that's not mutter to do on Shabbos at all. Hokinami, abahocha boy lechem. Fred Gemara b'zoi hokinami, nevad v'le lelech. Abazai still shreya Mishnah. Why is it mutter to mix up the yayin v'shemen, but don't do such a good job, enechnamin, to mix it up very good, that's also, but mix it up just a little bit, it's the same mus that you're allowed to do for a chaylon, should be mutter to do for a milah. And when Mishnah's mashmah nothing, the Mishnah says you have to do each one separately, you have to put yayin separately and shemen separately, you can't mix it all together. And the Gemara, Haino Diktoni, Noisin Zebef Neyatzim, Zebef Neyatzmai. When the Mishnah says you put shemen by itself and yayin by itself on the milah, it doesn't mean mamas separately. It means you can mix it together, but just not mix so thoroughly. Shashi Matara, Haino Diktoni, Noisin Zebef Neyatzim, Zebef Neyatzmai. Shemar Avien Eloichich. It means you're allowed to mix them together because you don't beat them up well. To beat them up very well, that's awesome in the Rabbonim. Because if you beat up Yayin v'Shemen very, very well, it looks like you want to use it to make a kugel. So the Rabbonim asked you because you can't cook on Shabbos. But Hashem, if you're beating it up not so much, that's mutter to do it. Right. Tana Rabbonim. Ein mesananin es achardol v'mesananin eshaloi. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to put a chardol, the mustard seeds, through a sieve. Ein mesananin es achardol v'mesananin eshaloi. You can't do it. So Rashi says, why not? As a chadah b'yomtiv, mesanen eshaloi. Time of first lekanei, the mechse kaburur. Since you're putting it through a sieve, it looks like you're making burur. Shemash techasubun shalom. You throw away the shaft of the mustard seeds, and you only want to use the seeds itself. So to use a kli to make burur, that's also on yomtiv. But Rashi says it's only mechse, it's only osim the rabbonin. The question, why isn't really a is a burur here? So Taisa says, miyu burur lehevei, shagam apselus royal achila. By the mustard seeds, even the psellus is also roi teeth. That's not called burum. For the domil of ishmeris, the reish toilin, the eagle mandir machayim ishim burum. Mashenkin, all the burum means is psellus, that's not edible at all, that you want to throw away, and only use the oichel, that's burum. But here, by the mustard, since both parts of it is edible, it's only also with the rabbon, and it's mechsei ke burum. By the day, mamatkin oisa b'chelis. You can't make the mustard seed sweet with coals. What they used to do coals is, they used to have a hot coal and throw it into a pile of a bunch of mustard seeds. And in the mustard, the coal will go out, and like scorch the mustard seeds, and that will make it a little bit sweet. So it's also to do on Shabbos, because you're doing a melechas kibui. By putting this coal into the mustard seeds, you're putting out the coal. So it's also mishum kibui. Shrashi Rebbe Matkin, that's like an oysav in chelis. Kedera shorgilam lichvois, letoichias in chelis. Used to like put out a coal in the mustard seeds. Or yevin isokas. Omalei Abai the Rabbi Yosef, Maishno Meho. Why is it different that we learned the Tanan? Noisnim Beitzav and Mesanene Shachardol. An egg you're allowed to put through a sieve. So what's the difference between an egg is mutter and the mustard seeds are also? Omalei Hosam Lemeshe Kaburu. An egg, the pshat is the whole egg goes through it and there's no psellus at all. So there it's not even Mechse Kaburu. Hocha Mechse Kaburu. But here I call upon him by the mustard seeds, I call upon him it's Mechse Kaburu. A little bit it looks like burr. You're not allowed to sweeten it off by putting a coal inside the mustard seeds to put out the coal. For the more of what Tanya, another bride says, it says it is mutter. So Chorutz Aspira is a mutter also. And the more like Kasha. One is talking about the coals that come from metal. Now, metal, very hot metal, the pshat is, there's no issa kibui with your ice on a metal. There's only issa kibul on wood. If it's made out of wood, a regular coal, and you put out the coal, that's an issa derisa of kibui. So then we say, don't put it into the mustard seed to make the mustard seed sweet. Now, Shengi, if you're doing a chelish shal matchis shal metal, there's no issa kibui putting out the metal. So therefore, if you're not mechavin here, it'll be mutter. By metal, it's not shaykh kibui. The ain't a nasa pechem. Metal doesn't become into a coal, so therefore it's mutter. Omalay Abai and Rabbi Yosef. Maishno mi bistro agumri. Why is it different than putting meat on top of coals on yomtiv? You allow to like roast meat on yomtiv. Now, putting meat on top of the coals, the juice of the meat puts out the coal also. So why don't you chosh it from a kibu there? You see, you're allowed to do a kibu on yontif. Or malay, hosam la yefsha. The Terence says, you're allowed to make kibu. Any tzarech achila is mutter on yontif. Now, to roast the meat on erev yontif is not the same thing as eating fresh roasted meat on yontif. Therefore, it's called la yefsha. Since you couldn't roast it erev yontif, there's a heter to roast the meat on yontif. Or b'hoch yefsha. Masha, you can hear the mustard seeds, you want to make it sweet. You want to put the coal in it to like squash it to make it sweet. You could have done an Erev Yomtiv. So since you could have done an Erev Yomtiv, you have no hetter to do it on Yomtiv. There's only mutter cook or do tzorch yachil on Yomtiv, that's not as good as if you would have done an Erev Yomtiv. You have to be allowed to do it on Yomtiv. But something you could have done Erev Yomtiv, you're not allowed to do on Yomtiv.
You're allowed to do mechavel l'tzorch yachil.
What?
On Yomtiv, you're allowed to be mechavel l'tzorch yachil.
How to do what?
Mechavel, to do kibui.
Yes, yeah, right. That's what it says here, right? Omalei Abai Rabbi Yosef, Maho Legabin. What about to make cheese on Yomtiv? Is that mutter or not? Maho Legabin, Rashi said, Legabin Grina. As a type of Doima Talish, it looks like you're being lush, like you're making the milk a little bit thicker. Is Doima Talish, is that mutter on Yomtiv or not? Omalei Yosef, he said it's also, you can't make cheese on Yomtiv. For the Gemara, Maishna Malisha. Why is it worse than Mamas Lisha? You're allowed to knead, you're allowed to bake on Yomtiv, you can make the whole dough on Yomtiv. So how come you're allowed to do Lisha on Yomtiv? So why is cheese different? St. Terence. A bread or cake, a fresh bread tastes much better than yesterday's bread. Therefore, it's called you're allowed to do it on Yomtiv. It's not Efsha to do the same way on Erev Yomtiv. But to make cheese that's a day old is the exact same cheese. So, Mela, since you should have done an Erev Yomtiv, you have no right to do it on Yomtiv. For the Moraiva Amri Nadoi, it says, Nadoi said, Kivina Bas Yoma, a cheese that's one day old, Miley, it's very, very good. So Mohoki Kamri. What they meant to say there was Afilu Gvina Bas Yoma Malian. It's not the pshat that the first day old tastes much better. It's fresh. If that would be the pshat, it would be mutter to do it on Yomtiv. But the pshat is just meant to say, Avada, if it's 2-3 days old, it's just as good. Just even a piece of cheese one day old is also good. But if it's 2-3 days old, Avada, it's good. So merely you have no heter to make the cheese on Yomtiv, because it would have been just as good if you made Erev Yomtiv. So anything you could have done Erev Yomtiv, and you're Pasheya, it's also to do on Yomtiv. Rashi says, L'yevsha, the path, chama, hot bread, my litvei, tastes much better. Hoch efsha, my yesva, mashenke, to make the mustard is better yesterday. It's just as good yesterday. Right. Ein oisin l'cholot. The Mishnah says now, after the Mila, Mold used to put a little cloth around the Mila to hold the oil in place. If you didn't make the cloth before Yom Tif, you can't make it on Shabbos. Omar Abayim, Omar Li'ein, Hai Cholot Yenuka, this cloth that you like the clip of a beged, you put around the Mila, Lefanya, the Lesatra Li'ila. That means the hem should be facing upwards. Why? Dilma Midbagar, because if it's not facing upwards, maybe a string from the hem will get caught, get caught in the Mila, and when you pull off the Beged, we also take Khrushchevcha. You'll come to ruin him, to make Khrushchevcha, and then Mokam in the Gid. Therefore, always make sure the hem is facing upwards. Ema de Abaye means Abaye's nurse, Ovdo Kisisto Lapalga. She made a lining half inside the Beged halfway. So, Vaisa, to protect, make sure no strings stick out to touch the Mokam Amila, she made a lining inside. Omar Abaye, Hayanukud Lesle Cholik. A Yanukud, they don't have any cloth prepared to put over the Mokam Amila. Laisa Bliyosa, let them bring an old Shemata. The Istle Shifter, that has a hem on it. Velikruche Le Shiftle Titoi. Let them put the hem facing downwards. Viayif Le Leluya, and then turn it over and make it face upwards. Kids is the same type of shot to make sure the threads don't get near the Mokam Amila. We are Marabaya, Omruli Ain, Hayinuka the Loyada Mafkosei. You have a kid that was born. The Rashi Lord Loyada Mafkosei means you don't know where the Mokum, Rashi Shaynika Boy Nekiv, you don't know where the hole of his back is, Beisarei, where the Shmut comes out. Shosham Hoy Soyez Voli. Hey, we're not talking about the Gid. We're talking about where the Zevol comes out of the body. So the kid, the hole there is covered up. You don't know where exactly the Mokum of the hole should be for the Zevol to come out. Is Lishaifo Mishka. You should rub him with oil. The Luk Melada Yoimit, and then take him out on a nice sunny day, like lake his body up in the sun, you could see through light. Zeicha the Ziga, where it looks very shiny, like the sun is coming through. Zerai, that's the Mokum Ahom. Likriyo, you should cut it to him. Bisarta, with a barley. Okay, the barley, or fresh barley, is very sharp. Shesi there, make a cross, across and diagonal, make a cut. Avo Bekli Matkis Loi, but don't use a knife, that's no good. Mishum the tsarif. That can make an infection there. So don't use a knife, but use better a barley. A barley is better. Abai says his mother told him, Hayanuka, the loimayis. If you have a kid that's not nursing, the baby doesn't want to suck. Is meka deka pumayis. The reason concern is that his lips are too cold. Since his lips are cold, doesn't have enough strength there to suck. Maitakante, what's the answer to mistak on the lips? Laise kisa gumri, bring a kais full of hot coals. Let it be near the kid's mouth. The kid to heat up his mouth. The chayim pumayim, his mouth should become hot. Umayim, then it'll become to suck. Then he'll get more strength there, and he'll be able to suck. If you have a kid that didn't start breathing yet, the kid was just born, and there's no breath is coming out. Fan him with a fan. Now we'll make him start breathing. That's Nate says. Instead of giving him a patch in the face to make him cry, they do today, Mara says the Yetzer is to fan him a little bit. Give him a little fan there, that'll wake him up. Ram Rabbaya, Omrulayim, Hayanuka de Loimeya. Yanuka also, he's not breathing too well. Also on the side it says, Pirishain, Moitzi Hevel Michaitmoy. From his nose, no air is coming out of his nose. Is Laisi Slisa Dime, bling the placenta of the mother, for Lisri Kealavai, and rub it on him. Umeya, that will make him breathe very good. The Yomar Abai, Amru Liyeng, Abai says, mother told him, Hayanuka the cotton. A kid is very thin. Baby is too thin. How do you make him fast? Lai Silisosa, bring again the placenta of the mother, the Ime, Polishrike Alabayu, and rub it on him. Mikutna Liumba. His placenta, one side of it is thin, and the other side is very, very thick. So rub first the thin side, then the thick side. Like a muscle to say this kid should become from thin to thick. The olim, let's say the kid is too fat, or lavaska is too fat, but it's not healthy. Rashi says, the old Rashi, v'lei machas brios, it's not the pshat, he's too fat. El nafuach, he is blown up, it's no good, like he's blown up too much. What?
Loaded.
Yeah, loaded, no good. The olim, and then the other way, rub the placenta on the tinig, me'um alakutna, from the thick side of it, down to the thinny side of it. That's to show that he should lose his thickness. Yomar Abai, Yomar Liyem, his mother told him, Hayinuka kid, the sumik, if he's born very red, you should know the pshat is the akati lo yivle beidoma. The blood is in between the skin and the body. It's not nivle the blood inside the body. It didn't get inside the meat. It's made of lisar chalei. Don't make a mila yet. Wait with the mila. Adi yivlo yibeidoma. Until the blood seeps into his body. Because if you make the mila now, it's a sakana. Since all the blood is between the skin and the meat, you make a mila, all the blood will come out. Yeah, so wait, wait till the blood seeps into the basar, and then make a mila. Fight the diuric, if the kid is green, you should know the pshat is the akatra nofu beidomi. The bchal does not have blood in the system altogether. That's why he's so green. If they listrach, wait a while, ad nofu beidamia. Until he has blood in the system, then blimile, then you make a bris mila. The tanyom reb nosin. Pamacha salas lekarchayom. I once went to the karchayom. Obos isha lefonai. And isha came to see me. Shemola v'no rishon, that she made a mila on her first son who mate, the kid died. Shania, she had a second son, uvaitu mate, b'shat mila. Shlisha came to the third son, before she made the mila, she came to Reb Nosson. Heviyasa lefonai, she said, look at my son, shall I make a mila now? As Reisa, Reb Nosson saw the son, she showed him, he's very red. Or Martilos, I told her, you should know, hem tinu loy ach yivlo b'domai, wait, don't make the mila now, until the blood seeps into the system, into the meat. The hemtinula, so she waited. Ashenivla by dama till the redness went away from the kid. That means the blood went into the meat. Omala, I say, v'chai, and then the kid lived. And they called the name Nosna Bavli, that was his name. Al Shmi. Shuv Palmach, another mice happened, the Lachtim Dinas Kaputkiya. I went to visit the place of Kaputkiya, Obos Isha Achas Lafonai. Shuv, same thing. Shemola Benor Rishoin Umeis. Shni Umeis. Shlishia Bios Lafonai. Says the first two children died, but the third kid, she went in front of him, Nosin. Says she said, look at my son, shall I make a meal or not? Is Risiv, I saw him, Shu Yorak, he was all green. Is he tzatzti boy Larisa by dam? I like squeezed him and I saw no blood at all came near came to the surface. Is Larisa by dam bris? I saw no dam bris. Or matiloy, I told her him tinuloy wait achiyipo by dam until he gets blood in the system. The tinuloy and she waited. Or moloy say then she made a milah v'choya and then he lived. By a current shmoi nosna bavli al shmi. And by they called the kid's name on my name nosna bavli. So the santo let's look at the last Rashi. Rashi learns here, Lekarchi Ayyam Hachigasinen, Reeser Shoy Yorick, I saw the kid was green. He tzatzed the boy, I like bit him or did something to say, I pinched him. Veloyhoye boy dam bris. So Rashi learns, Tatla Griyusa, there are two chesroinis here. Chodo, one is the Moyolei, Lenofik Vene Dama. If I make a mila now, no blood at all would come out. Now what's wrong with that? The atof is dam bris mitzvah. The Santa Rashi is the only place that doesn't accept this word in Rashi. That having dam come out b'shas milah, that's a part of the mitzvah's milah. Hatov is dam bris, that's a mitzvah. Hey, we know there's a cloud, let's say a goy l'moshol, that he had a milah when he was a goy. Now he's mitzgayer, we make a milah, we make a tov is dam bris. So for sure that's dam a new mitzvah, tov is dam bris, take some blood out of him. Or else a kid that's born gemalt already. So still needed to make a tov is dam bris. For sure that's dam a new halachon. For Rashi's mashma, that's a part of every bris milah. And every bris milah, there's also a tov is dam bris. A part of the mitzvah milah is cut off the yorlo and make a tofas dam bris. Dam should come out b'shas the milah. So here, since this kid has no dam, he wouldn't even carry the mitzvah. Kitzurosai. Sure, he'll cut off the yorlo, but he wouldn't have any tofas dam bris. So Rashi, a tofas dam bris mitzvah. Kidachsev gamas b'dam brisko. The yoid, nochat chat, why he didn't want to do it here is, the mesukuno is b'makam sakona. Since the kid didn't have any blood in the system, and will make a milah now, afraid he'll die. So there's two reasons why he didn't want to do the milah. But this is Rashi, he said it's a Rashi, in every single milah, when the dam comes out, that's the key of mitzvah's dam bris. That's also a chelik of every mitzvah. It's not just done by Iger or Nelad Mur. Every kid, his bris also needs that top of dam bris. Right, the Dr. Mishnah. Ma'achitza nesa cotton. You're allowed to wash the cotton on Shabbos, then lufnei a milah, before you make the ma'aseh milah, obey liyachra milah. Even after you make the milah, you're allowed to wash the kid with hot water. Chazal was a sakon if you didn't wash him before and afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Nishtanu hateva, the teva changed. That today, alezdos, we're not noy, we don't bedafka wash the makam milah and give him a bath before or afterwards. But was makam mishnah, makam agmaru was a sakona. So mele, what? Aye, but called not machitzim though. They don't do it afterwards though.